Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an author, a speaker, one of the top authorities in the world on leadership development. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one that I, at least the new one that I know of, called Derailed, Lessons Learned from Catastrophic Failures of Leadership. We don't want to be in this next book, folks. Tim Irwin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you.
We don't want to be in your next book, Tim. We don't want to be examples of catastrophic failure of leadership, do we?
Well, the new book that's coming out next year is about how not to be a failure. So
exactly.
You may want to be in that book.
That's the one we want to be in, exactly. Hey, Tim, one of the things, and I sure was hoping in 2009 when we were talking about how to survive and stay in business, I sure was hoping we wouldn't have to keep talking about that in 2012. But here we are, the economy still having a tough time, and even businesses that survived and have made it so far, when we poll our audience, 75% to 80% of our folks say that things are either bad or not great. They're, you know, and only about 15% to 25%, depending on the poll, say things are great. For a lot of folks, these are still kind of tough times. How do we demonstrate leadership in times like these?
Well, Jim, you know, I believe small business is the lifeblood of our economy and our country.
Yep.
And they are struggling. I know a lot of people who I speak with every day who are having tough times. You know, a number of years ago, before I met my wife, she was moving to a western state and drove over the Continental Divide, and she was driving down the mountain pulling a U-Haul trailer. And all of a sudden, this trailer began to rock violently.
Wow.
And she literally lost control of the car. I mean, she thought there was going to be a terrible accident. All the people were pulling off the road in every direction because she was being dragged literally back and forth across the road.
Huh.
I mean, it had disaster written all over it. And it just happened in a matter of a second. She was about to step on the brake, and her roommate screamed at her, Ann, don't step on the brake, step on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it went against every instinct she had to step on the brake or to step on the gas. So, but she finally did. She stepped on the gas, and within a few seconds, that trailer settled down, smoothed out. And obviously what had happened is she was going down the steep mountain, and the trailer started going faster than the car.
Right, right.
It got out of its rightful position because the car was supposed to lead.
It wasn't the trailer. The car wasn't in sync with the trailer, was it?
That's right. The car was supposed to be pulling the trailer. Instead, the trailer was pushing the car.
Right.
And I think that's a good metaphor for how things are today.
Well, it's also a testament to make sure you have a smart roommate, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But, you know, Jim, I think the solution today is to step on the gas. In other words, is to push farther. And people in our organizations, whether you have a one person, a one follower, or 100, people are looking for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So I say in difficult times we need to do three things. And I thought maybe over the course of this interview we could talk about these things
All right.
a little bit. The first thing that people really need is direction. They need to know where you're going. And That's the job of leadership, is to provide direction. They need to know, okay, what are we going to do?
The quickest way for your folks, your peeps, to leave you or to be frightened or whatever, is to think that the leader is not decisive. The leader doesn't know what we're doing. Even if they question whether you're making the right decision, they still want you to. They want the leader to. They want to believe the leader knows what they're doing.
Exactly. They need direction. And direction is sometimes hard to figure out because we're in this difficult economy and there are a lot of circumstances. We've got foreign competition in some cases. But people need to know, what are we going to do? They need to know how we're going to do it. They need to know why we're going to do it and when we're going to do it. These are the basic pieces of direction. So that's one of the fundamental things. When that trailer starts rocking around, when people seem restless or unconcerned, you got to step on the gas and you got to get out front. That's the other piece of this, is you got to get out in front of the peeps and communicate this to them. In other words, and you may think, well, gee, I did that last week. But under difficult times, people need more frequent, purposeful contact with their leaders. Leaders need to be more visible. They need to be more out in front. And they need to see that the leader knows what he or she is doing.
Well, the other, another thing is when I think that when times are tough, another thing the leader does is to say, you know, this is what I think we should do. Things are, we are having, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, things are not as good as I'd like for them to be, and I need your help. I mean, I think it's, I believe you were talking about stepping on the gas. This is a time when people should be maximizing the creativity of a team, the, maximizing the ideas of a team.
Well, Jim, that's exactly right. In fact, that's my second point.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you provided a perfect segue. The second point is that you need an opportunity to interact with the team and to get the team to participate, to get the team to be involved and get them, because a lot of times they may have some really critical ideas. They may have some insights about how to get out of this mess, and so we need to get them involved. So first thing is provide some direction. Here's what I think we should do. The second thing, though, is give an opportunity for the team to participate, to be involved, to weigh in on what they think needs to be done under these difficult circumstances. And the wisdom of the team very often can provide tremendous insight into what you should be doing.
Well, see, this is the thing that, that I've discovered over my long career, Tim, is that when I've been up, and I've said this recently before, I've had it many times before, but as much as early as last week, and that is that whenever I've been up against it, the hardest is when I have been the most creative and the most inspired. I mean, there's nothing like difficult times to get your attention and to make you feel alive and motivated. And I don't know, you know, there's no reason why you can't let your employees, your people have that, those same feelings. What do you think?
Absolutely. No, there's no question. You know, I don't get stronger by sitting around. I get stronger by going and working out, going to the gym, and pushing against resistance. And so very often, these times test us, but they also grow us up.
Right. Tim, give us the website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com, and Irwin with an I. Dr. Tim Irwin. Follow me on Twitter, Dr. Tim Irwin.
So check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.